जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन। यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन। यमुना तीर वनचारी। यमुना तीर वनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन। यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन। यमुना तीर वनचारी। यमुना तीर वनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। জয় ওং বিষ্ণুপাদ পরমহংস পরিব্রাজকাচার্য অষ্টোত্তর শত শ্রী শ্রীমদ অভয় চরণারবিন্দ ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী প্রভুপাদ কি জয়। ইসকন ফাউন্ডার আচার্য হিজ ডিভাইন গ্রেস শিল প্রভুপাদ কি জয়। জয় ওং বিষ্ণুপাদ পরমহংস পরিব্রাজকাচার্য অষ্টোত্তর শত শ্রী শ্রীমদ ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী ঠাকুর কি জয়। অনন্ত কোটি বৈষ্ণব বৃন্দ কি জয়। নামাচার্য শিল হরিদাস ঠাকুর কি জয়। প্রেম সে কহ শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শিবাসাদি গৌর ভক্ত বৃন্দ কি জয়। শ্রী শ্রী রাধা কৃষ্ণ গোপ গোপীনাথ শ্যাম কুণ্ড রাধা কুণ্ড গিরি গোবর্ধন কি জয়। শ্রী বৃন্দাবন ধাম কি জয়। শ্রী মথুরা ধাম কি জয়। শ্রী জগন্নাথপুরি ধাম কি জয়। শ্রী মায়াপুর নবদ্বীপ ধাম কি জয়। গঙ্গা মাই কি জয়। যমুনা মাই কি জয়। ভক্তি দেবী কি জয়। তুলসী মহারানী কি জয়। হরিনাম সংকীর্তন কি জয়। সমবেত ভক্তবৃন্দ কি জয়। গৌর প্রেমানন্দে হরি হরি বোল। অল গ্লোরিজ টু দ্য অ্যাসেম্বলড ডিভোটিজ। অল গ্লোরিজ টু দ্য অ্যাসেম্বলড ডিভোটিজ। অল গ্লোরিজ টু দ্য অ্যাসেম্বলড ডিভোটিজ। অল গ্লোরিজ টু শ্রী গুরু অ্যান্ড শ্রী গৌরাঙ্গ। অল গ্লোরিজ টু শ্রী নম ওং বিষ্ণুপদায় কৃষ্ণপৃষ্ঠায় ভূতলে শ্রীমতে ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী নীতি নামিনে নমস্তে সরস্বতী দেবে গৌরবাণী প্রচারিণে নির্বিশেষ শূন্যবাদী পাশ্চাত্যাদিশতারিণে শীল প্রভুপাদ কি। Yeah, good. Which one is on the board? Yeah, 46. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম 10th ক্যান্টো চ্যাপ্টার 13 ব্রহ্মা স্টিলিং দ্য বয়েজ অ্যান্ড ক্যাবস টেক্সট 46। তাবাত সর্বে বৎসপালাহ পশ্যতো অজস্য তৎক্ষণাৎ ব্যাদৃশ্যন্ত ঘনশ্যামাঃ পীতা কৌশেয়া বাসসঃ। তাবৎ সর্বে বৎসপালাঃ পশ্যতো যস্য তৎক্ষণাৎ ব্যাদৃশ্যন্ত ঘনশ্যামা পীতা কৌশেয় বাসসঃ। তাবৎ সর্বে বৎসপালাঃ পশ্যতো যস্য তৎক্ষণাৎ ব্যাদৃশ্যন্ত ঘনশ্যামা পীতকৌশেয় বাসসহ তাবত সর্বে বৎসপালঃ পশ্যতো যস্য তৎক্ষণাৎ ব্যাদৃশ্যন্ত ঘনশ্যামা পীতকৌশেয় বাসসহ। মাতাজি, তাবত সো লং সর্বে অল বৎসপালহ বোথ দ্য ক্যাবস অ্যান্ড দ্য বয়েজ টেন্ডিং দেম পশ্যতহ ওয়াইল হি ওয়াজ ওয়াচিং অজস্য অফ লর্ড ব্রহ্মা তৎক্ষণাৎ ইমিডিয়েটলি ব্যাদৃশ্যন্ত ওয়ের সিন ঘনশ্যামা as having a complexion resembling bluish round clouds, rain clouds. Pita Kosheya Bhashashah, and dressed in yellow silk garments. Translation: then, while Lord Brahma looked on, all the calves and the boys tending them immediately appeared to have complexions the color of bluish rain clouds and to be dressed in yellow silken garments. Please repeat. Then, while Lord Brahma looked on, all the calves and the boys tending them immediately appeared to have complexions the color of bluish rain clouds and to be dressed in yellow silken garments. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. These are one of the last purports that Prabhupada gave, actually. While Brahma was contemplating, all the calves and the cowherd boys immediately transformed into Vishnu Murtis, having bluish complexions and wearing yellow garments. Brahma was contemplating his own power and the immense, unlimited power of Krishna. But before he could come to a conclusion, he saw this immediate transformation. I was told to continue two next verses that are together because this one had a very short purport. So should I read through the two verses and then go to the purport? Yeah. Chatur bhuja shankha chakra gada rajiva panayaha kiritina kundalina harina banamalinaha shivatsanga dahuranta kambukanja kankapanaya nupurai katakair mata kati sutranguliyakai. Chatur bhujaha, having four arms. Sankha chakra gada rajiva panayaha, holding conch shell, disc, club and lotus flower in their hands. Kiritina, bearing helmets on their heads. Kundalinaha, wearing earrings. Harinaha, wearing pearl necklaces. Banamalinaha, wearing garlands of forest flowers. Shri Vatsa Angada Do Ratna Kambu Kankana Panayaha, bearing the emblem of the goddess of fortune on their chests, armlets on their arms, the coast of a gem on their necks, which were marked with three lines like a conch shell and bracelet on their hands. Nupurai, with ornaments on the feet. Katakoi, with bangles on their ankles. Bhataha, appeared beautiful. Koti sutra anguli yuktai, anguli jakai, anguli akai, with sacred belts around their waist and with rings on the fingers. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. All these personalities had four arms, holding conch shell, disc, mace, and lotus flower in their hands. They wore helmets on their heads, earrings on their ears, and garlands of forest flowers around their necks. In the upper portion of the right side of their chests was the emblem of the goddess of fortune. Furthermore, they wore armlets on their arms, the coast of a gem around their necks, which were marked with the three lines like a conch shell, and bracelet on their wrists, with bangles on their ankles, ornaments on their feet, and sacred belts around their waists. They all appeared very beautiful. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. All the Vishnu forms had four arms with conch shell and other articles. But these characteristics are all possessed by those who have attained Sarupya Mukti in Vaikuntha and who consequently have forms exactly like the forms of the Lord. However, these Vishnu forms appearing before Lord Brahma also possess the mark of Shivatsa and Kostava Jem, which are special characteristics possessed only by the Supreme Lord Himself. This proves that all these boys and calves were in fact directly expansions of Vishnu, the personality of Godhead, not merely His associates in Vaikuntha. Vishnu Himself is included within Krishna. All the opulences of Vishnu are already present in Krishna. And consequently, for Krishna to demonstrate so many Vishnu forms was actually not very astonishing. The Srivatsa mark is described by the Vaishnava Tosani as being a curl of fine yellow hair on the upper portion of the right side of Lord Vishnu's chest. This mark is not for ordinary devotees. It is a special mark of Vishnu or Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtham Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapto Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Brishabhanu Sute Devi Pranam Mami Hari Priye Bancha Kalpa Tarubhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shibashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So Brahma stealing the boys and calves. These chapters are described as Brahma Mohan Leela, the pastimes that bewildered Brahma, Lord Brahma, Brahma Mohan Leela. Actually, that day, just before this incident, Krishna killed Aghasura. Aghasura was a demon that was so terrible that even the demigods were afraid of him. Not only afraid of him, just by hearing Aghasura's name, they used to tremble in fear. So that Aghasura was very easily killed by Krishna. He was only about 5 years old at that time. So Brahma, upon seeing that, began to wonder who this Krishna is. And Brahma noticed another very remarkable happening, that after Aghasura left his body, he was hovering in the space just for waiting for Krishna to come out of his mouth, dead Aghasura's body. And as Krishna came out, the soul of Aghasura entered into Krishna's body. So Brahma was completely perplexed and he began to wonder who this boy is who so easily killed this terrible demon whom nobody could actually deal with. The most of the demons were so powerful that even the demigods couldn't deal with them. And this Aghasura was so easily killed by Krishna just by entering into his mouth, entering within him, he just killed him. And then his soul merged into his body. So who could this person be? So Brahma's natural consideration was that, is this my Lord and Master Narayan? And so Brahma just kept on watching, following Krishna and watching what's happening from the space, sitting on his Hamsa Bahan. He was watching Krishna and he saw Krishna along with his friends with the calves came onto the bank of Jamuna and he had a picnic with them after he let the calves graze on the bank near the forest. And then Brahma noticed that all these boys were having their food. They were sharing, not only sharing their food with each other, but sometimes some boy would take a bite of something, and when he liked it so much, he would offer it to Krishna. After eating it, he would offer it to Krishna and say, "Krishna, see, this is so delicious, have it." And Krishna also took it with a smiling face. And sometimes Brahma also noticed some of the boys were stealing food from Krishna's plate. Like they would just say, "Krishna, look at that bird." And when Krishna turned his face, they would take the food from Krishna's plate. So seeing that, Brahma was very, very perplexed. That he considered that if this boy is Narayan, who will ever dare to deal with Narayan like that? And while Narayan also will reciprocate with them in this way, that they are offering their remnants to Krishna. In Sanskrit, in Hindi, it's called jutha. That is food that has been contaminated. When you eat something, that food becomes contaminated. So this contaminated food is offered to Krishna and Krishna is eating it. So that's why Brahma actually decided to check out who this boy is. So he first stole the calves. And then when the cowherd boys noticed, they all were about little more than 5 years. They just reached their 5 years age. And at that time, the children are given the charge of the calves. Like they start to get trained up in tending cows, taking care of cows. First calves, and then they get promoted to the older cows. So Brahma stole the calves, and all of a sudden the boys noticed that the calves are nowhere to be seen. So they became very worried. Where did the calves go? And Krishna also noticed that, and Krishna told the boys, "Okay, don't worry, I'll go and see what happened. Maybe they have just entered into the forest. Don't worry, continue eating. I will get the calves and come back." And so then Krishna went to look for the calves and he couldn't find them. They were nowhere to be seen. And then when Krishna returned to the site, then Krishna found that the cowherd boys are also missing. So then Krishna just considered, at that time he played the role of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All this while he was playing the role of a cowherd boy. Leela. The word, Prabhupada translated the expression Leela. It's pastimes. These pastimes are like a drama. Just as a good actor loses himself in the character that he plays in a drama, Krishna, the greatest actor, when he plays a certain role, he just loses himself in that role. So he just lost himself in the role of a cowherd boy. But then when he considered what actually happened, then he found out that Brahma actually stole the cows, stole the calves and the cowherd boys. So then Krishna wanted to show Brahma who he actually was. So he expanded himself into all these cowherd boys and into those calves. They were exactly the same. And then keeping those cowherd boys and calves in a cave and covering the mouth of the cave with a stone, with a boulder, the big rock. When Brahma looked back, putting those boys into sleep. When he looked back, he just found that the same scene, no change in that scene at all. The same calves are grazing, the same cowherd boys are having picnic with Krishna on the bank of Jamuna. And this turning around took Brahma just a second. But this 1 second of Brahma was actually 1 year, according to the human calculation. And it was the same day. That day was Balaram's appearance day. That's why Balaram was not there. If Balaram was in the scene, then Brahma would have had some difficulty. He would have been in trouble. And that day also Balaram was not there because that was his birthday. And the same scene was the same. All the cowherd boys, all the calves were there. And Brahma began to wonder, what's the matter? I just told them and they still are there. And then it comes to this point. Then Brahma saw that all these calves and all these cowherd boys are actually Vishnus. Now, Prabhupada in the purport is pointing out that sometimes the consideration can be that the Vaikuntha residents also have the same four-arm form as Krishna, Narayans. So are these personalities, that calves and cowherd boys, those Vaikuntha residents? No. What is the difference between four-armed Vaikuntha Vasi and Narayan in Vaikuntha? Two very special marks. One is Srivatsa and Kaustava jewel. That is how one can recognize Narayan in Vaikuntha. One can discriminate Narayan from other residents of Vaikuntha. Like when Gop Kumar, it has been described in the second part of Brihad Bhagavatamritam by Sanatan Goswami. When Gop Kumar, the cowherd boy from Govardhan, who was on his way back to the spiritual sky, when he was in Vaikuntha, when he came to Vaikuntha, at the gate of Vaikuntha, he found two personalities. He saw two personalities. No, he saw one personality. And he had four arms with conch, lotus, disc, and mess in his forearms. Bluish complexion, wearing yellow garments, silken garment. So seeing him, he thought that this was Narayan. So he started to offer his prayers. But this person, upon hearing these prayers that was actually offered to him, he just covered his ears with his hands and said, I'm not Narayan. And he ran inside. Then another personality came riding on a spaceship and with another woman. So he thought that this must be Narayan. So Gop Kumar started to offer prayers to him. And he also reacted the same way. And feeling extremely embarrassed, he just went inside. And this way Gop Kumar was quite bewildered when he went to Vaikuntha, because he saw that everyone is there in forearms and he couldn't make out who is actually Narayan. Then one resident took pity upon him and took him to original Narayan. And he told him how to recognize Narayan with the Srivatsa and Kaustava. Mani Kaustava Garhita Bhanutanum. His beautiful form is decorated with the Kaustava jewel. So this is how we can see that it was Krishna himself that expanded into all those cowherd boys and those calves. And in this way he displayed his or enacted his pastimes for 1 year. Another reason for this pastime was also that all the mothers of children in Golok Vrindavan desired to have Krishna as their son. And because they desired Krishna to be their son, for 1 year Krishna became their son in this way. In this way Krishna performs his pastimes, and one pastimes fulfills many, many purposes. In one hand, he is bewildering Krishna. At the same time, he is fulfilling the desire of the mothers of Vrindavan. And even the cows, they also desired that Krishna would become their calves. So Krishna became their calves and drank their milk. And so this is how Krishna actually fulfilled the desires of everyone through his pastimes. And this Brahma Mohan Leela is, in a way, it's quite surprising. Especially Madhva Sampradaya, they do not accept this Brahma Mohan Leela. They consider that how our Sampradaya Acharya can be bewildered in this way. But to that, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave a very wonderful comment. His point was that Krishna can do anything. Krishna can bewilder anybody. Bewildering in this way, Krishna does not minimize their position, but Krishna actually enhances their position. Through these pastimes, Krishna is establishing his identity as the supreme. If anyone thought that Brahma is the greatest, through these pastimes we are seeing that Krishna is greater than Brahma. If anyone thinks that Indra is the greatest, then through this pastime, Krishna proved that he is greater than Indra. Indra is bewildered, Brahma is bewildered. Lord Shiva is bewildered. So in this way, Krishna is establishing his supreme position. And through these pastimes, we are seeing that Krishna is even superior to Vishnu or Narayan. That there is one Narayan, but Krishna from his body manifested, Krishna from himself manifested unlimited Narayans in the form of those cowherd boys and calves. Not to speak of one Narayan, so many Narayans expanded from him. So in this way we can see that Narayans are also expansions of Krishna. Not that Krishna is an expansion of Narayan. Sometimes this misconception prevails, especially in India, that, oh, Krishna is an incarnation. Krishna is an incarnation. No. Ete chamsha kala punsha, Krishna stu Bhagavan Swayam. All these different incarnations have been described in Bhagavatam, at the beginning of Bhagavatam. 22 different incarnations. And then it has been pointed out that avataro hi asankhayo. There are asankhya khayo. There are unlimited. Sankha means number. Asankha means no number. Beyond number. Innumerable. So Krishna's incarnations are innumerable. There are innumerable incarnations, but ete changsha, those incarnations are amsa, his expansions, or kala, expansions of expansions. Ete changsha kala pungsha. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Shri Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is Krishna's identity. He is not an incarnation. He is not an avatar. He is an avatari. He is an avatari. He is the origin of the incarnations. From him the incarnations appear. His first expansion is Balaram in Vrindavan. Then the expansions are Chaturbhuha in Dwarka. Vasudev, Shankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. Then there is the expansions of Narayans in Vaikuntha. Then Narayans have their Chaturbhuha. And from that Shankarshan expands Mahavishnu. From Mahavishnu expands Garbhodakshayi Vishnu. From Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. And generally the incarnations in different universes are the expansions of these Kshirodakshayi Vishnus of the universe, that respective universe. But Krishna is Bhagavan Swayam, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has established that as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, describing the conclusion of Mahaprabhu's teachings. He is saying, Aradhya Bhagavan Brajeshwatanai. The supreme worshipable personality of Godhead is the son of Nanda Maharaj, Brajeshwatanai. He's emphasizing that point. Staddhamo Vrindavanam. His abode is Vrindavan. Staddhamo Vrindavanam. Ramma kachidupashana brajabodhu vargena jakulpita. The way the cowherd damsels of Vrindavan worshipped him is the highest form of worship. And prema pumartha mahan. To achieve loving devotion to that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna of Vrindavan, is the ultimate goal of life. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. The proof of that is Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srila Jiva Goswami, from the consulting with other scriptures, have proven that. Krishna Anna Jadu Sambhuta. The Jadu Krishna, Jadava Krishna, the Krishna who appeared in the Jadu dynasty, that means Vasudev Krishna, Vasudev's son Krishna, he is Anya, is different from this Krishna. That is, this Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that Vasudev is his expansion. And that original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Vrindavanam parityajya kutra kadapi na gacchati. Leaving Vrindavan, he doesn't go anywhere else. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. When Akrura came to take Krishna, and he stopped the chariot to take a bath in Jamuna at the border of Vrindavan, at that time, Brajendranandan Krishna went back to Vrindavan. And Vasudev Krishna came and sat on the chariot, whom he saw in the water. Akrura, while taking his bath, he saw Krishna and Balaram in the water. I'm sorry, Krishna in the water, Balaram he didn't see. And then he saw their forearm form. So this Krishna of Vrindavan is Dibhuj, Shamsundar. Vasudev Krishna is sometimes Dibhuj, sometimes Chaturbhuj. Sometimes two-armed, sometimes four-armed. and Narayan is four-armed. So the original Supreme Personality of Godhead is two-armed. Krishnero jateko khela tar modhe noro lila noro bopu taharo sharup. Of all the pastimes of Krishna, his pastimes as the human being, that is two, in his two-armed form, is the highest form of his pastimes. Because this noro bopu, his form, like that of a human being, is his swarup, his original form. Krishna's original form is two-armed. And of all his pastimes in his two-armed form is the highest. As Lila Purushottam, he is Krishna. As Marjada Purushottam, he is Sri Ramchandra. Two-armed. So in this way, our acharyas have most wonderfully, nana shastra vichare naika nipuno, very expertly, consulting various scriptures. One conclusion has been derived. They have derived the ultimate conclusion. Nana shastra vichare naika nipuno. Expertly analyzing lokanam hitakarino sadharma sangsthapako. They established the ultimate dharma, ultimate conclusions of the scriptures. So time and time again, this has been very wonderfully established in Srimad Bhagavatam, especially through Krishna's pastimes. And Srila Prabhupada has established that point, revealing to us through his most wonderful Bhaktivedanta purports. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Yes, Ganganayan Prabhu. Yes, I'll take your question.
Thank you for your wonderful class, Maharaj. I've had a question that's been plaguing me for a while, and I'm hoping that you can answer it. So there were three sets of coward boys, because Srila Prabhupada said in the purport that Brahma stole Maya forms of the coward boys and used the example of just as Ravana took a Maya Sita. So Brahma took these Maya coward boys because he was not powerful enough to capture any resident of Vrindavan. That's in one of the purports in the chapter. So there was the original coward boys, there was the Maya coward boys, and then there was the expansions of Krishna, who became the coward boys and the calves. When Brahma captured the Maya coward boys, and then Krishna became all the cows and the calves and the coward boys, what happened to the original coward boys?
Where did you get that? I mean, I'm sorry, I never came across this.
Does anybody here remember hearing this purport in this chapter?
Okay. I see. Then I'm sorry, I can't answer that question because I do not recall that. Okay, I get your point, but since I could not remember that, I don't want to.
I see.
So she had a question. Give her the mic.
Hi, well, thank you for the class.
Hare Krishna. Since
the two-armed form of Krishna in Vrindavan is the ultimate goal of life, how come Krishna and Vishnu are often used interchangeably?
Okay, this is to, you know, to indicate that Vishnu is non-different from Krishna. Like those who are accustomed to the concept of Vishnu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Prabhupada is pointing out to them that Krishna is non-different from Vishnu. Because Vishnu is an expansion of Krishna. So to say Krishna is Vishnu, there is nothing wrong. Like Krishna can be also identified as Narayan. Because all these expansions are from Krishna, there is no harm in telling that Krishna is also that.
But if you worship one of the expansions, won't you get a different result than if you worship?
Yes. Yeah, that is true. That is true. If one worships Vishnu, he'll go to Vaikuntha. But if one worships Krishna as the son of Nanda Maharaj, he'll go to Vrindavan. But if even one worships Krishna as Vasudev of Dwarka, then he will end up in Vaikuntha, or at the most Dwarka. Only when one worships Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, he will be elevated to Vrindavan. And that worship, as I was mentioning yesterday, were you there in the class? As I was mentioning, that approaching that Krishna in Vrindavan can be possible only through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because directly worshipping Krishna, even Krishna of Vrindavan, will be in the mood of awe and reverence, that is in Vaikuntha mood. So when you worship Krishna in the mood of awe and reverence, following Vaidhi Bhakti, the destination is Vaikuntha. But the way to approach Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, in Vrindavan, is through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu following the mood of Vaidhi Bhakti, following the injunctions of the scriptures, you will be elevated to Vrindavan. Yes?
Thank you, Maharaj. I was surprised when you said that the followers of Madhvacharya, they didn't accept this Leela. So did they accept the Bhagavatam?
They accept Bhagavatam, but they don't delve into these chapters.
How can they accept Bhagavatam but not...
Yeah, that is... I don't know. I don't think it's all the Madhva's followers, but some sect of Madhva's followers.
They skip
those things, thinking, or their consideration is, how can our Sampradaya Acharya be bewildered? So we don't delve into that.
I see. So
in a way, this is understandable. They want to play safe. They don't want to become offensive to their Sampradaya Acharya.
So none of their... they accept...
And the problem is that they didn't come across Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
That was my other question. They don't accept Sri Chaitanya? Most of them?
Well, if they accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then the problem will be solved.
So if they are...
You see, not that all accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mm-hmm. Like, you remember when Mahaprabhu had his encounter with the Tattvavadis in South India, when he was traveling in South India? Mahaprabhu actually pointed out to them that you say that the goal of life, goal of your spiritual destination, I mean your ultimate spiritual destination is Vaikuntha, liberation in Vaikuntha. But Bhagavatam is saying that even if that liberation is offered to a devotee, he doesn't accept it without service to Krishna. Diyamanam na grinhanti bina matsevanam janaha. That without my service, my devotees don't want to even accept these liberations. And he's pointing out that Sarupa, Samipa, Salakka, Shashti, these are four positive liberation, Vaikuntha liberation. These four kinds of liberation, even if they're offered to a devotee, devotee generally don't want to accept it. All they want is to render service to Krishna. Like we find that in Brihad Bhagavatamritam. Like Gop Kumar is asked, now you are in Vaikuntha, like why you are still holding on to your earthly form
as a coward boy. Just accept your forearm form, the sajujya, I mean sarupya. He said, no, I don't want it. So diyamanang nagrinanti. Even if it is offered, he doesn't want to accept it.
But I was wondering, is this the line that that the devotees tend to serve little Ladu Krishna, Gopal Krishna? Is it Madhvacharya? No, that's a Shri. So in that line, they, even if they're serving a form of the Lord in Vrindavan, unless they go through Lord Chaitanya, they won't make it.
Yeah, very good. Very good point, actually. So although they're worshipping Krishna, but the mood of worship is awe and reverence. That's why, you see, their destination is Vaikuntha. All these four sampradayas, their destination is actually Vaikuntha. Because the mood is awe and reverence, following Vaidhi Bhakti. Only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and opened the gate to Vrindavan for everyone. Some rare personalities received a special mercy and been elevated to Vrindavan, like the 108 Upanishads personified. The sages of Dandakaranya who came across Lord Ramchandra. And in this way, when Ramchandra won Sita, breaking the bow of Lord Shiva, then other girls of Mithila also became attracted to him. So Ramchandra said, not in this pastime, some other pastimes. So they got elevated to Vrindavan. Ramchandra, when he was worshipped, after he banished Sita Devi, whenever he performed a sacrifice, whenever he performed a yajna, like a swarna Sita, a golden Sita was casted. And with that Sita next to him, he used to perform yajna. Because for a king to perform a yajna, the queen has to be there. So it was a replica of Sita in golden. So those Sitas also, at some point, ask Ramchandra, you have accepted us as your wife, so please accept us, deal with us as your wife. Ramchandra said, not in this pastimes, some other pastimes. So they also were elevated to Vrindavan. So in this way, some rare personalities had that good fortune, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made it open to all. And that is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is the glory of Srila Prabhupada, that he came and gave it to us so abundantly without any consideration of eligibility and qualification. Thank you. Yes? Yeah, Lilananda Prabhu?
You mentioned that these were one of the last purports that Srila Prabhupada wrote. And because Bhakti Charuswami was there cooking for Prabhupada at that time, would you kindly share some of those precious moments with us?
Yeah, sure. You see, Prabhupada, these purports were given like just about a few days before Srila Prabhupada left the planet. Srila Prabhupada was bedridden, didn't eat anything for months. And he was so frail that he couldn't even turn to his side himself. We had to help him to turn to his sides. And because he used to feel uneasy sitting just on his back, lying on his back all the time. So we used to, sometimes he would want to turn to his side. So we used to help him to turn to his side. He didn't sit up for a long, long time, like he was so frail. But even at that condition, Prabhupada was continuing to translate and give his purport. Pradyumna Prabhu, Prabhupada's Sanskrit editor, used to read out from the Bhagavatam, Sanskrit Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada used to give the translation. And Prabhupada then used to give the purport. One of us used to hold the microphone near Prabhupada's mouth of the dictaphone. Prabhupada couldn't hold the microphone. Prabhupada couldn't even turn to his side, just lying on his bed with his eyes closed most of the time. He used to give this purport. So that shows Prabhupada's very, very special position. He used the last drop of his energy in serving Krishna. Someday maybe I will speak on more elaborately about those days. Today, I mean, when you asked me the question, the thought that came at the back of my mind was, for how long should I go on? Because the class was supposed to end at 9 o'clock. So. But someday, yes, I will do that. I will come and speak on Srila Prabhupada.
You stay with us?
I'll come in summer. This summer I'll come over, come back, and I'll stay for a few days. And then maybe we can have a seminar on Srila Prabhupada. Thank you. You have a question? Yeah.
Maharaj, you described that these boys and calves were directly Krishna's expansions, and that the cows and and the gopis, they wanted to have Krishna as their sons. So if they were already directly Krishna's expansions, then why did that pastime manifest like that for that 1 year that they actually got?
Yeah, the point is, because these gopis wanted to have Krishna as their son, Krishna became their son for 1 year and fulfilled their desire. Although they directly didn't know, but they had that feeling that they used to feel an affection which was even deeper than they had for their own son during that period. And they used to wonder, what's the matter? Like, we are feeling an affection which we did not really feel for our sons before, which has been displayed by the cows. And that is how Balaram actually realized that these calves are not ordinary calves. These calves are not the original calves. Actually, one day, the cows were grazing on top of Govardhan. And this set of calves were at the foothills of Govardhan. And these calves were already more than 1 year old. The cows got their new calves. Generally, the cows' affection remain with their newborn calves. But these calves were, so the cows already have their calves. So when they have their newborn calves, the older calves, they don't feel any affection, or they don't feel that kind of affection for them. But Balaram noticed, upon seeing these calves at the foothill of Govardhan, these cows just came running towards these calves. So Balaram wondered, that's unusual. They have already given birth to their new babies, new calves. So why this such affection for them? There must be something mysterious. So that is how Balaram concluded that this must be Krishna's expansions.
Maharaj, are all these calves and boys, were there eternally Krishna's direct expansions, as you have explained earlier.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Okay, then we can say that it's due to Jogamaya's arrangement. Ultimately, they all are Krishna's expansions. But these are Krishna himself. These expansions are Krishna himself. The others are Krishna's expansions. But these set of cowherd boys and the calves are Krishna himself. That Prabhupada pointed out, that Srivatsa and Kostava. So I'll stop now. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.